We give you glory, we give you praise, because you're worthy to be praised. We come with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Thank you just for putting up with us and looking beyond our faults to see our need. We thank you most of all for salvation. Thank you for Jesus, the Christ, the Son of the living God. Thank you for this gathering. Bless every soul present. Let every soul receive a blessing. And you know, Heavenly Father, I'm relying and dependent upon the anointing of the Holy Spirit, because I can't do nothing without you. Now let me say what you want me to say and clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor, and the praise. It's in the powerful name of Jesus. And the whole church say amen. To our preachers and to our deacons and to all of God's children, the Lord is a good God. All he just asking, just an answer yes. Yes. That's what I love about the Lord. He can use anyone who will say yes. Regardless of who you may be or what you have done. All he wants you to say yes. I'm willing to go. I'm willing to do what you want me to do. Hallelujah. And you get happy thinking about this. Just God using you. That's enough to shout right there. He first of all don't have to use nobody. He God by himself. He doesn't need nobody. I just thinking many times just for using somebody like me. He'll use anybody if you're willing to say yes. We're still serving our old season God, number 62. Our old season God. He got all seasons in his hand. The old season God. Malachi, if you will, 3. It said, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Bless his holy name. And then we look at Matthew 24 and 25, if you will. 24, Matthew 24:34. "Verily I say unto you, this generation shall not pass until all these things be fulfilled. Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words shall not pass away." This generation, the one that see these sayings of mine and see them come to pass, they will pass. We see them right now. In our day, we see them right now in this generation. And then Hebrews 13 and 8, Jesus Christ the same yesterday and today and forever. He changes not. And he is the same. He is the old season God. Old season God. I find out that many people know a lot. They know a lot about the Bible. But they not living a lot what they know. And I find out something else. I find out that the Bible is the latest news. And God is looking for his preachers to report his heavenly news. He's looking for us to do it. For us to do it. And I find out something else. My brothers and sisters, if the worldly peoples can bring their latest news, why can't God preachers bring heavenly latest news? They don't mind talking about it. They do it with joy. They call themselves have the latest news. But really, nobody has that but God. The latest news. What is the latest thing going on now? A lot of things, but things bother me and move me. And when I hear things on TV and hear things folks talking about throughout the world, and if they spread it, it's bad on folks. Some things that you hear. Is bad. It's that to kill folks when you hear it, if you take it in. And it's news, but God got latest news. Yeah. Well, Brother Pastor, what they're saying now that got you disturbed? Well, they are saying, and you have heard it before, and you have seen it before, I have said it before, but it's getting worse now. Yeah. They are saying that many people are seeing, everybody says seeing, and talking. And talking to the Virgin Mary. They are hearing and talking to the Virgin Mary. And things like that trouble me. Why does it trouble you, Pastor Walker? Because so many don't know the scripture would take it in. And my job as a pastor is to warn my people that it's a lie from hell. Yeah.
All right.
I say a lie from hell. Yeah. And before they, see, was over in Shelby County every once in a while, but it don't spread it not everywhere. Yeah. And I heard it's going to be on the news on Wednesday at 9. Yeah. On 3340. So listen and see what they are saying. Because it's a lie from hell. God is not. Everybody say God is not. God is not sending Mary back here to talk to us. I said it's a lie from hell. We're in the last days now. You may hear anything. I don't told you that. Weak-minded Christian, if you don't watch yourself, you'll find yourself following false doctrines.
All right.
What God looked like, and he can do what he want to do. But you got to go by what the Bible done said. He the same yesterday, today, and forever. The only way that you can go to heaven is only through Jesus Christ. And no other way to get there. Mary can't help you. She got in herself, but she can't help you. Bless Mary. She blessed the young women, but she just got in herself. And we got to understand that. What Mary gonna tell you anyway? What she got to tell you already, what God already has said. And it's up to us preachers to make sure you get it.
Amen. Yes, sir.
So the lie, I don't care how it sounds. The devil make this stuff sound good. Inviting. But you better watch what you're doing because the devil ain't about to be no fool. So in these last days, you may hear anything. And Paul, get your Bible if you're a man right quick. I'm going to bring it in. Look at Galatians 1. Galatians 1, 6 through the 10th verse.
I marvel that ye are so soon removed,
God Almighty,
from him that called you into grace of Christ unto another gospel.
Paul saying to the Galatians, I marvel at you how soon you can be led astray. I'm amazed. You surprised in me. How you can listen at lies and I done told you what thus said the Lord. That's happening right now. The devil loves to get the new saints, the folk who don't know no better much. He'll lead them off straight. Jesus said we saved by grace. Not work. Nothing else to add to it. Just plain old simple grace. Grace is something you can't earn. Grace is something you can't work for. If you're working for salvation, how long do you have to work? If you're working for salvation, where you match your work at? How you qualify to get in there? What you got to do to work to get there? Salvation is only by grace. Whosoever will, let him come. You can't work to get there. Only way we can help God to get you to heaven is just that I just give in to Jesus and say, I believe thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. Ain't no work nowhere. Yes, suppose if it was by what, when we get to heaven, yes, what's going to happen? I've done more than him. He's done more than I've done that. Oh, we ain't arguing about that. You saved by grace. And God don't judge all our works. Read on, Paul.
Which is not another. But there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ.
They corrupting the gospel of Christ. They bothering you. They disturbing you. They troubling you. Read on, Paul.
But though we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel unto you,
God Almighty,
than that which we have preached unto you, let him be accursed.
I'm just like Paul. Regardless of who comes to you, if it's an angel from heaven. Listen to Paul. Paul said, if it was an angel come from heaven. An angel come from heaven. Notice now, from heaven, not from God, but from heaven. The devil in the heavenlies. Come, something come to you supernatural. The devil supernatural. Because you saw, had a vision with somebody in white. The devil can come in white.
All right.
Paul said, I don't care how they may come. If an angel come down there, let him be a curse. In other words, just let him go to hell. He put a double cuss on them. The same thing happened back then. It happened right now in our day, in the 21st century.
You're right, sir.
And if the world can bring some news, the preacher ought to have some better news.
All right.
That's our job. To bring the news from heaven. Because the devil always going to have this folks to bring his new. Bless his holy name. So let him be a curse. I don't care who comes to you. God is mighty. And then know how to fix it up too. Then know how to put it just like where you want it sound if you're looking for that. But if it don't correspond with this, it's a devil talking. This your guideline right here. God cannot go against his word. Before his word shall fail, heaven and earth shall pass away. First. Read on, Paul.
As we said before, so say I now again. If any man preach any other gospel unto you than that he have received, let him be accursed.
He double on it. Like Paul with the cross. Hey, he don't preach the gospel and beg a few by a year, 2 or 3 years. Hey, he come out, we found somebody else. Yeah. They will call themselves down in Paul. Yeah. God Almighty. Yeah. One thing about the truth don't need no popping up. Yeah. The truth is the truth. It don't need nobody popping up. Just tell the truth. Truth stands for himself. But everything else gone, the truth is the only thing gonna be standing. So in the last day, you'll hear a lot of stuff going on, but you better stick with the truth. Read on, Paul.
For do I now persuade men?
God Almighty.
Or God? Or do I seek to please men? For if I yet please men, I shall not be the servant of Christ.
Y'all see that? Y'all hear that, brother preacher? Amen. We don't preach to please peoples. Amen. We got a message from God. Amen. Our job is to bring the message. Amen. And all the message that we bring, everybody will not accept it. Amen. But still, we're not to please men. Our job is to please God. If we're going to please me and God, I don't know you. You're not mine.
Yes, sir.
And this is what happened in the world today. A lot of preachers, pastors, what happened, they preach to please the people and not God. We got a news to carry.
Amen.
We get our news from heaven. The folks that bring the news on television, they don't just get what they want. They got to make it be, you're sure it's been approved by somebody over them. Yeah. But God already approved us right here. All
right.
And sometimes you have special message for special peoples.
All right.
That's what's wrong with us preachers. We're afraid to tell the folks the truth. In these last and evil days, we got to tell folks the truth. We get messages from God. We get messages from God. God Almighty. So you'll hear a lot of this stuff going on. I'm trying to help you, that's all. Had to bury them. I talked to my young folks. Been doing it for years. Because when they take off going to college, they're going to meet everything. My job as a pastor to make sure I told them. They may be ruled up with a lot of kind of religion. They're mixed around with a lot of religions. I tell them, first thing I tell them, don't let nobody take your Jesus. If you want to give away Paul, give Paul away. Give Daniel away. But don't let nobody take your Jesus away from you. Don't let them take your Jesus. That's all you got. That's your hope. If you go to heaven, that's your only hope to get there. And if you get in trouble, go to him. He the only one can get you out of trouble. So we're not to listen to all the false stuff that's going around now. The God that we serve, he unchangeable. And we got to understand that. And he don't come and take nobody and change in his word. He gone by himself. And he doesn't need nobody. The all-season God. That latest news, I had to bring that in. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. To the real Christians, if you notice what's going on in the world today, this ungodly world, in these last days, Christians need to be aware. They need to be aware. You've got to know he changes not. He the same yesterday, today, and forever. Before my word shall fail, I destroy heaven and earth first. Stick with this right here. I don't care what folks talking about. Stick with the word of God. Because we are living in times of grace. Every man wants to do what he thinks is right. And what he see in his eyes is right. And how he feel. That's how folks thinking now. I want to do as I please in a sense. Because we're under grace. Watch this. If God will kill us time we sin, we'll stop sinning. If God will say, if you commit adultery, I'm going to kill you. But he'll think 900 times before he do that. If you steal, you're going to die. Because we are under grace, God give us another chance. And we're taking advantage of this grace. In a sense, overlooking God's law. Said on last Sunday, because we are under grace, there's no license for us to sin. Grace is just another chance. Right now, as I speak right now, if God would bring an announcement, a universal announcement, where everybody can hear and say these words, tonight, I'll be back. Tonight, I'll be back at 12 p.m. If you're not saved, and if you're doing wrong, and if you're not saved, you're going to hell. Right now, as I speak, some of you will get right. The most of you will get right. If you plan on going out bowling tonight, you won't go tonight. You ain't going nowhere tonight. No, why? So what happened today? Why are you at home? I don't want to watch television. No, I know you want to watch them. You're afraid to go out. Because we are under grace, we take advantage of God. Think we're free to do what we want because we are under grace. I don't find it out. To do what God wants you to do, you've got to fight, fall in love with him. You've got to love him. You've got to love. When you love me, if you love me, you'll do what I say. It's about love. That's obedience comes because you what? Love him. You've got to love Christ. So come we on the grace. And we, regardless of what God's word may say, we don't believe it. Or we just won't do it. Just cause we on the grace. He can't lie. Cause you keep on going wrong. What happens? Then because you get by, you ain't got by with nothing. Ain't nobody gonna get away with nothing but the devil deceive us. Make you think you ain't getting away with nothing. Oh. It's just like it was in the days of Judges. What happened in Judges? Everybody done what they feel like was right. That's what happened right now. Paul, get your Bible. Look at Judges for me. 17:6. Look at Judges 17:6.
In those days, there was no king in Israel.
God Almighty.
But every man did that which was right in his own eyes.
Wasn't no king. But every man done what? In their what? Oh, that's what's going on right now. Because we are under grace. Every man, he does what he wants to do, how he feels. We'll say to man, I don't see it like that. I know you, but God done told you what to see. What he gave his word. But because we are under grace, we take advantage of it. Do what I want to do. No, you don't do, but you may do what you want to do. I can stop you when I get ready, said the Lord. I'm just merciful.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
In these last days.
Yeah.
My job is to tell you. In these last. In Hebrew days.
Yeah.
And my brothers and sisters, in these last days, the church of Christ is trying to please everybody who are in the local church and even everybody who are not in the local church. We just like the folks in Jesus' day. That's impossible to please everybody. I said impossible to please everybody. The people back in Jesus' day, they didn't have no king. But we got a king.
Yeah.
Our king is King Jesus. He already told you what to do. We have a king.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Amen.
We have a king. The King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We have a king. We ain't got to do what we think right. We know what right. We just got to do what right. Because he already told us what right. He the King of Kings.
Well.
He the Lord of Lords. He got the last word to everything. But in the last day, we do what we feel like. I don't see it like that. All that kind of junk. And you ought not to be like that. I see it another way. The devil see it another way too. God got his way right here. We just don't want to obey his way because, forget now, this is very important, because we living under grace. God give us another chance. And because we think we got another chance, we do what we want and how we feel. But if God get rid of that chance, and we're back in the Old Testament, if you kill my cat, I kill your dog right then. If you murder somebody, you murder back. Right then, we don't wait to go to court. We get you right now. Like them folks on Western pictures. You know they'll hang you right now. They'll hang you before you go to court. You know they'll be so if we're back in them days, we won't be doing what we're doing. See, we are in the grace. That means God give us power. I told you last Sunday to overcome some of these things because we got power of the Holy Spirit in us. Bless his holy name. He changes not. And our brother and sister, listen at this. The sinful thing that's going on today, the church trying to blame the worldly people. Everybody say worldly people. I said the church trying to blame the worldly people. But God is putting the blame on his church. Because the world is doing no more than what they know to do. Because they never met Jesus. They don't do but sin because they never met Jesus. They never met Jesus. So they got to keep on doing what they do. When they came out their mother womb, they're already a little sinner. So when they grow up, they keep on doing wrong because they never met Jesus. They don't have no power to overcome evil.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. What is good preaching?
Yeah.
I said it's good preaching. You better say amen myself.
Yeah.
I know where the problem is. A lot of preachers know where it is, but they're afraid to bring it up.
Yeah.
This is the problem with the church. God Almighty. And I told you last time, somebody got to say something about it.
Yeah.
And my brothers and sisters, watch this now. Watch the woman at the well. Paul, get your Bible. Look at John 4, 24 through the 30th verse. Watch the woman at the well.
God is a spirit.
God Almighty.
And they that worship him,
they that worship him,
must worship him in spirit and in truth.
Lord Almighty. We don't talk.
The woman said unto him, I know that the Messiah is coming,
yeah,
which is called Christ.
Yeah.
When he is come, he will tell us all things.
All things. We don't talk.
Jesus said unto her, I that speak unto thee am he.
I am he. After Jesus got through talking to her, he didn't know what, she didn't know who he was.
Yeah.
Until he got through talking to her.
Yeah.
God Almighty.
Yeah.
She had five husbands.
Yeah.
That's a lot of husbands.
Yeah.
She had five.
Yeah.
And Jesus said, the one you got now,
yeah,
is not yours. In other words, you done took somebody else's husband already. That's not yours. In other words, you shacking up right now. That's a rough woman. Listen now, listen to me good. She didn't know no better because she never been saved. She never met Jesus before.
Yeah.
And when you have met Jesus, everything you want to do, if you love it, that's what you think right.
Yeah.
I don't see nothing wrong with it. Ain't nothing in you to convict you because you never met Jesus.
Yeah. You're right, preacher.
All right.
Huh. We know, Paul.
Upon this came his disciples.
God Almighty.
And marveled that he talked with the woman. Yet no man said, what seekest thou, or why talkest thou with her?
Well, they were surprised because he was talking to the woman. And not only that, they also were surprised. They didn't even ask him nothing. Why? What's happening here? God Almighty. Why are you talking? What's going to happen here? Now, watch the next verse.
The woman then left the water rock and went her way into the city and said to the men, come see a man which told me all things that ever I did. Is not this the Christ?
Don't read the last verse, Paul.
Then they went out of the city and came unto him.
Listen now, she already asked in that same chapter that give me the water. Watch now, look at her lifestyle. Look at her lifestyle. Look what type of woman she was before she met Jesus. But after she met Jesus, something done changed now. It affected her so much until she couldn't keep it to herself. I'm going downtown. I'm going to tell the other folks, come see a man. After you meet Jesus, you can be the same way to save your life. You got to really meet him. She already was shacking up. I can see it. Look what I had this long. Lord have mercy. But whenever she went back home, God Almighty, I said, whenever she went back home, I don't know how long she was out there by that well, but when she went back home, she told that Negro, hit the road, Jack. Don't come back no more. I don't find me a real man. You won't be the same when you meet Jesus.
the power of the Holy Spirit. She was so affected until she went downtown. Say, y'all come and see a man. Yeah. Come on, Jenny. Come on, Matt. Come on, David. Come on, Sam. Come and see a man. Y'all think y'all some men, but I done met a man. Something on the inside. Don't let your ass the same no more. You got the meeting for yourself.
Amen.
Bless his holy name. So you don't look no better for what the world doing. They don't know no better until they meet Jesus. I'm talking about meeting Jesus. A conversation with Jesus. Accepting what he got to offer. The Bible says he dropped her water pot. Dropped her water pot. But wrong with some of us, we don't want to drop out of a pot. We want to hold on to the pot. I don't need no more pot when I got a well. What in the pot can't stop me from doing wrong? But what in the well get in me and would give me strength to overcome it? We don't want to give up the pot. She dropped her water pot. I don't need that no more. When I get thirsty, I'm just going to give me some H2O, but it's some type of water that man can't give. It's some water from heaven. And don't nobody carry it but Jesus. They got to meet Jesus. That's his holy name. Now, Paul, listen at Jesus, John 8, 10 through 11. Watch Jesus now. Watch Jesus. Watch when you folks meet Jesus. John 8, 10 through 11.
When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, woman, what of those thine accusers?
God of mine.
Have no man condemned thee?
You know, Paul?
She said, no man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more.
Go and sin. Don't go, keep on doing the same thing. You've got to meet Jesus. She's got power now to overcome. She met Jesus. Don't care how folk try to condemn you to bring your lifestyle back up, but you tell them, look at me now. And folks love to bring your own lifestyle up, don't you, y'all? Yeah. You said something to me, I said, baby, I love you. You can stop doing it. I remember you. I know you remember me. But I'm not the same person no more. I'm not the same person. I done met somebody who gave me power to overcome what I used to do now. I don't do the same thing. Because I met Jesus. When you meet Jesus, you can't go away the same way. That's his holy name. This kind of gospel will make you love Jesus. If you've got a desire to live for him, he'll let you live for it. But the world don't see that change in the church. We try to put on the world. Oh, Jesus says it's us. They don't see the change that we claim that God will come in your heart and change your lifestyle. But many of our lifestyle haven't been changed. Bless his holy name. Paul, go to Luke for me. And look at Luke 19, 5 through 10. God Almighty. Bless his holy name. Luke 19, 5 through the 10th verse.
And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and saw him and said unto him, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house.
All right. Now watch, first of all now. Now, Zacchaeus, y'all know who he was by Bible study. No, but if you're not a Bible study, you don't know who he was anyway. He was a tax collector. He collects taxes, and the Jews hate tax collectors. The folks hate tax collectors because they cheat when they want to cheat. All the government wants you to bring their money. For instance, if your taxes were $50, he can charge you $1,000. That's his business. He had a restaurant and get a $50 and turn it in, and that would made him rich. That means folks hated him because they're overcharged. Just like folks right now doing what? Overcharging in everything. To get an extra dollar. But watch this now. Now he told Zacchaeus to come down. Now, first of all, Zacchaeus, out of his curiosity, just wanted to meet him.
That's right.
I just want to see him. I didn't know he was going to change my life, but I just want to see him. Because so much about him, he do this, he do that, but I'm short on this test. I ain't no taller than, no taller than me. Can I say me? Did y'all tell me I said that now? And I know good well he'll be out before I get out of here, almost. But no taller than me, you know him. He was a little low fella in stature.
All right.
So I can play with me like we play with one another. See, he's just that, the crowd was so heavy. He a little fella. He got a big crowd following him. He want to see Jesus. Sometimes you got to make some extra effort to see Jesus.
You're right, Pastor.
He said, what can I do? The Lord will provide. He know your heart. If you want to see me, I'm going to see till you see me. A lot of folks go to places where Jesus can be seen, but they don't really want him. But buddy, if you want Jesus, you're going to meet Jesus if you want him. He said, I'm so short. I know what I'm doing. I'm getting this tree right because we got to come right straight through him. That quick, he got in the sycamore tree.
Yeah.
He climbed the sycamore tree. Here Jesus come forth fucking. Hold on. Jesus got to the sycamore tree and stopped.
All right.
Zacchaeus! Yes, sir! Come down!
Yeah.
I'm going to your house today! Read on, Paul.
And he made haste and came down.
Listen.
And received him joyfully.
God Almighty! Received him what?
Joyfully.
Came down and received him what?
Joyfully.
Jesus loved to see sinners.
All right.
Who want him. He'll go out the way. See, that lets you know he know who want him. He knows everything. He know everybody hard in here right now. He know what everybody thinking. He know what you're going to do tomorrow. If you live tomorrow, he knows everything right now. And a lot of them folk that were following him in the crowd didn't even know him. I said, didn't even know him. Neither know who want him. Everybody in the crowd don't care nothing about Jesus. They didn't love the miracles.
Help us, Pastor. Help us today.
He know who want him. Let me say this. I got a little time. Look at the two blind men on the wayside. They heard Jesus was passing. The crowd was behind him and the crowd was before him. Somebody evidently told them two blind men that Jesus walking by. They wanted Jesus because they wanted to see. They hollered out, "Oh, Son of David, have mercy on us." Jesus kept walking. Guess McLean, what happened? Yes, the folks in the crowd, some of them hollering, "Leave Jesus alone. He ain't thinking about y'all." Yes, these the ones following Jesus.
Right.
In the crowd. Yes. They hollering, "Son of David, have mercy on us. Shut up." Yes. That's what the crowd said. Ain't that low down? No, y'all ain't got that yet. Here you can see everything. You got eyes, you're bone, you can see. Now here I can't see. Here come a doctor can give me my sight, and I told him to help me, and you got the nerve to tell me to shut up. I ain't thinking about you. Gotta let you know everybody fighting Jesus don't love Jesus. Telling me to shut up. I want to see like you want to see. I never saw my mama. I never saw a bird. I never saw the sky. I never saw the moon. And I can see. And you telling me to hush? But the Bible said. Everybody said the Bible said. The Bible said it got a little louder. That means if you don't get your answer tonight, come to him in the morning. You got to keep on calling Jesus. I don't care who tells you to hush. You got to keep on talking to Jesus. The devil may tell you, God ain't paying you no attention. You get a little louder. Jesus is a busy Jesus. I say he is a busy Jesus. He had to watch the sun come up and make sure it don't bump into the moon. And then let it sit. He's busy. But I don't care how busy he is, he'll stop and see about you. But the main thing, you got to keep on what? You don't stop asking God for your help answer. Keep on talking to him. You got to keep on warning. Keep on talking to him. First of all, he heard him the first time. He heard them the first time. But he be checking your faith out. Because he don't answer your prayer the first time, call him a little louder. Sometimes you may come to church. Sometimes folk God like ain't never done nothing for you. You know what God done for you, and tell you right here, said, "Glory to God." And they tell you to hurt. Get a little harder. Get a little harder.
Save
me. You don't know what the Lord done for me. If he ain't done nothing for you, that's your business. Leave me alone. And Jesus appeared to Jesus. He was walking fast. they kept on calling. Yeah. And after a while, the Bible said, he stood still. Yeah. I like that boy. Yeah. He stood still. Yeah. I know what the folks said, but I am the healer. Uh-huh. I am God. Yeah. I know them. I've been on them. Yeah. I let them come here born blind, yeah, because one day I was going to stop by because they called my name. Yeah. Watch this now. Watch this. You got to watch the laws. You got to watch the laws. You got to watch the laws. Here, God know everything. When they got there, look what he said. What would you have me to do? You, God, you know what I need. What would you have me to do? You got to tell God exactly what you want.
You got to tell him.
You're right, sir.
Hand, I'm calling you to see about my hand. Yeah, talk about your hand then.
Yeah.
Tell him exactly what you want. There's something about when you meet Jesus.
You're right, sir.
First of all, Lord, I can talk on it all day, but first of all, you got to have some faith in him. They call on him because they had faith.
Yeah.
I know he's able.
Yeah.
Well, if you know he's able, keep on calling him.
Yeah. Well,
who else you going to go to?
Yeah.
That thing, it wasn't a shame.
Yeah.
I said it wasn't a shame. Next thing, you got to get his attention yourself. You got to get Jesus' attention. We tell folks to pray with us. Yeah, pray for us. But you got to get his attention. You got to call on him first.
Amen.
What's wrong with the church now? In the last day, they have met Jesus some of them. When you meet Jesus, your life is not the same anymore. I don't care what that cared. He was a cheater. Did you get all them verses, Paul?
Yes, sir.
Here's the verse, Paul. I'm not through anyway.
And when?
Listen at this.
They saw him.
God of mine.
They all murmured, saying that he was going to be guest with a man that is a sinner.
Yeah. Listen at this. Listen at this. Ain't you glad God ain't like some of us? Some of us following Jesus is a mess. Look at the two blind men. Ain't you glad Jesus wasn't like them?
Yeah.
The crowd?
Yeah.
Now, ain't you glad that Jesus was not like the one that tell you to shut up?
Yeah.
That chair? I know you're sinners.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
But the folks don't know what sin is all about. They are a sinner, but they don't even see it. You can be so blind. The Pharisees were so blind and was lost them own selves. What you think Jesus come in the world for? Think. What you think he come in the world for? To save sinners. Sinners just born without Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ. Without Jesus Christ. That's what he come to save us. Because we are what? Sinners. But you got to want to be saved. You got to put up some effort yourself. He climbed the sycamore tree. And I don't care what you done doing. Sometimes you got to put forth some effort. If you want to meet Jesus, You go everywhere but where you meet Jesus. You don't meet Jesus in no nice spot. I want to get saved. No, you really don't. Why you don't come and say, well, I don't know. You don't want to meet Jesus. You've got to hang out where Jesus hang out at. If you call on him, he will answer. All of us were sinners. But you gave your life to Christ. I'm a child of God now. Because of Jesus Christ. Not because nobody else, because of Jesus Christ our Lord. That's all, Paul.
No, sir.
Go on, Paul.
And Zacchaeus stood.
Listen.
And said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have taken anything from any man by false accusation, I restore him fourfold.
He met Jesus. When you meet Jesus,
all right,
you through cheating. When you meet Jesus, he know he don't cheat you. But now, since I don't met you, something will come in my life. I don't know what it is, but I'm ready to give up that extra money that I took from them folks. Bless his holy name. You got to meet him. It's something on the inside will change your outside. For yes, your attitude make you start loving folks who hate you. Make you start doing good to folks who despitefully use you. You can't be the same when you meet Jesus. And this is what happened to the church. Our problem is we don't show the change. They got to see the change in us. Just like Boy said, you can't fight your enemy on his touch. You've got to get on Jesus' touch. You've got to start loving your enemy. That's when God steps in, when you start loving him and praying for him. Try and see. I said try and see. Try, but make sure you do it right yourself.
Call out number 1127.
God held enemy for you. It's to let him fight for you. When you meet Jesus, your life is not the same. I don't care what folks tell you. Your life is not the same anymore.
Amen.
That's what he come in the world for, to stop them from being sinners. We're not perfect, but we don't have that sinful lifestyle.
All right.
We give up. As years go by, we get to dropping off and giving up. Laying aside every weight and sin that's so easy to stop us. To slow us down. You get to laying that stuff aside. Because I got somebody on the inside giving me strength now to overcome the things I used to do. He's the same yesterday, the day and forever. Where he done for Zacchaeus, he do the same thing for him. Where he done for the woman at the well, he do the same thing. The woman in the belly act of the death, he'll do the same thing. He changes not. The old folks say his power hadn't got no weaker. His long arm hadn't got no shorter. He's a God that loves everybody. He paid the debt. Didn't he pay the debt? He paid the debt. He paid it. Everybody say, he paid it. Ask your neighbor, did he pay your debt? Pastor say, yeah, he paid my debt. Yeah. Won't he do it? Won't he do it? Here's a good God. But he died on the cross. He died for everybody. And I'm telling the truth. He died for you. He died for you. He died for you. And he died for me. Yeah. He hung on that cross. They put him in the ground. He stayed there 3 days and 3 nights. But early Sunday morning, he got up out the grave with all power, black power, white power, gold power, all power in his hand. Yes, ain't he good? Ain't he good? Have you tried him? Have you tried him? Won't he make a way? Let us all stand. That's it, y'all.
Glory.
Let us all stand. He's a good God. He's the same yesterday. He's the same yesterday. He loved you. If anybody loved you, Jesus loved you. He died for you. All he can want to know, do you want me? It's just that simple.